The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners on The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Keith Walsh is with me, the podcasting and PR guru, and our own technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, picking our winners and sinners from the week gone by. How are you both?
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you getting in the summery mood?
I started to yesterday. Actually, I saw somebody walking today with very little clothes on.
Oh, nice.
I felt like
such a judgy cow, Keith.
No. I mean, like, it was a fine outfit, but like very, very kind of like swimsuit almost. Like, you know, very skimpy and a lovely.
And was
outfit.
He not cold?
She wasn't, or they weren't.
How progressive of you there.
Yeah.
But they were wearing a big puffer jacket kind of over it, open. And I think that's the outfit for the season.
But that's the look, though. I've seen people
going
around like that.
Maybe
they're
going to a photo shoot. Remember, there was a real thing about 15 years ago that no matter what brand you were launching, it could be a charity event.
Yeah. Yeah.
It had to involve
girls in bikinis.
Like Glenda Gilson or these people bikinis somewhere on Grafton Street.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was Glenda, then there was, I know, Daniela.
Georgia Salpa.
Georgia Salpa. There was Roberta. She was from South Africa. I remember at the time we were doing the breakfast show on Spin, and like these were the people, we just used to get them in as guests because they were always in the paper, like standing beside.
Well, and as well, if you
Brian
were short, if there was like a gap to fill, you knew that they were probably in a bikini just around the corner on Grafton Street.
Well, exactly.
You know,
that's probably
where they are. Like get them
like
here quickly.
RT canteen.
Yeah.
Grafton Street, that's correct.
But yeah, that seems to be the outfit. Big coat. And then kind of
and
very
Speedos kind of underneath.
Mm.
Nice. Okay, I look forward to I'll have to invest after the show. So, Jess, who's your winner of the week?
My winner is us. The people who pay ridiculous amounts of money for streaming services.
Right, okay, interesting.
So my usual take is banging on the table, giving out about how much we're paying, because we are all paying bananas money. But if you've had a scan through any of the services in the last little while, there is so much good content coming down the track. So between Disney Plus this week launched the trailer for Wicked.
Oh,
which is my favourite musical aside from Hamilton. That stars, what's your one, Ariana Grande. It looks incredible.
So sorry, is it? It's a movie.
It's a movie version. Yeah, it's a recording of it on Disney.
But a recording of the stage show.
No, of the movie. They've made a movie version of it.
We talked about it on this.
Say,
but Wicked is
it's a musical.
Isn't it in two parts or something? Isn't
it's
there
like
Wizard of Oz?
Have you heard? It's yes, but you know the association.
But you know, there's already a movie. Like this, the stage show is a show of the movie, is it not?
So this is the.
It's too late in a Friday for me to try and process this.
A re-up.
Right.
So you know that's the Wicked Witch in the West from Wizard
like somebody
of Oz.
Watched it's Kenneth Branagh's Hamlet and said, you know what? Somebody should make a stage show of Hamlet. Be really good.
Yeah, well, that's the dude with Hamilton, and Hamilton was the big draw for people when Disney Plus launched. But anyway.
But isn't every film based on the script for Hamlet?
Well, I know. I think every film is an Akira Kurosawa film remade. Okay. Isn't that it?
Yes.
I'm so tired. Okay, anyway, so between that, then you've got...
Everything is Seven Samurai, isn't that it? That's it, like Bugs Life.
I'm just going to agree with you, so you let me finish my thought and move on. Also this week, we got a preview of a new series that'll feature the likes of Noel Gallagher and Dua Lipa. It's called Camden, and it's looking at the music and the musicality that has come from that part of London. Again, that's coming to Disney Plus this month. On Netflix, we've got Bridgerton back, we've got Bodkin. And I feel for the first time in a while that the amount of money I'm spending on streaming services is very nearly worth it.
Nearly.
Very nearly.
Very close to being
nearly worth
it. But
I'm choosing to be optimistic about it, right?
Yeah,
so they're the winners.
It's closing in. It's on the periphery of closing in to nearly being worth it.
Almost.
Totally worth 120 quid a month.
We're getting there.
It's totally fine.
We're getting there to being able to say it's nearly worth it.
Yeah.
How close do you think are we to somebody having a package that you can just sort of like buy and access everything? I know Now are sort of
Now is the closest one. But in the US, actually, this week, there's been a lot of speculation about some of the streamers merging. So the likes of Paramount Plus, which is a small enough player, are potentially partnering with Peacock, which is NBC's streamer. I think that the different streaming platforms have realised that it's too diversified now. There are too many options.
Got a P-Mount or Paracock?
Hey!
Many days. But that merging is definitely going to happen. If you're a Sky customer, you already get your Netflix included. I it breaks my tiny little heart when I sit down at the end of the month and I look at my online banking and you see all the 10.99s, the 15.99s, and then the 20.99s in the case of Netflix coming out of the bank account. So I'd say there will be a bit of a merge. But my top tip, as always, is if you're binging a series on a particular platform. So at the moment, I'm obsessed with The Jinx, which I told Kieran about and he still hasn't watched. Love it. That's on Sky.
Thank you.
So I have frozen. I've temporarily paused the payment of my Netflix account because I'm not watching it on Netflix at the minute. So Netflix is a 30-day rolling contract. You don't need to pay it for months where you're not watching it.
Okay.
So save yourself your 21 quid a month.
So it's rolling. So
It's not like a 2-year contract.
Starting a week later.
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do you listen to The Rest is Entertainment, the podcast?
Yeah,
so
sometimes.
Richard Osman, and Marina Hyde, they answered a question I've often asked. Why don't the BBC offer the iPlayer abroad as a streaming service? Mm. You know, everyone wants access to the iPlayer.
Yeah.
And why not just to everybody else in the world pay $9.99 a month and the BBC make a fortune? They make way more money selling each individual show to other broadcasters. Way more.
Oh, okay.
So no matter how many people there are around the world who'd sign up for a BBC iPlayer account, they make vast amounts more by just saying, take this show and sell that to different broadcasters. Take this show and sell that. There you are.
Okay.
In case you're wondering. If it ever comes up, someone asks that, you can say, I actually know the answer
table
to that question.
Table quiz. It'd be a difficult question to write.
It would.
It'd be a long...
Why don't the BBC
make a business decision?
Outside.
It would be. Who's your winner of the week, Keith?
I'm going to go for... I'm a big fan of hers. And her... I don't... The show for me kind of came out of nowhere, and I didn't know where she'd gone, but Kelly Clarkson, you know, I'm not going to be like, Kelly Clarkson is back, because I believe she's been back doing this. How long has this talk show gone on?
It's gone on for a long time.
Years, and I often see clips of it, and I like the she does these collaborations, and, you know, she gets up, she sings with people, and it's good crack. She looks like she's having fun.
Yes.
But she had a band called Weezer on.
Love Weezer.
Yes.
The song is my favourite song of all time.
Excellent.
Now, I listened to it this morning.
What?
I listened to Weezer this morning.
So the Blue Album you should be listening to at the moment.
Okay.
So it's not called the Blue Album. People call it the Blue Album because it's mostly blue and it just has Weezer on the cover of it. But that's the album that has Ooh Wee Ooh, I Look Just Like Buddy Holly, Mary Tyler Moore, etc., etc. Fantastic song. But they're like an indie band, you know, really.
Yeah.
Alternative band. So it's 30 years old. So she got up and sang with Weezer, and she sang, I presume it was one of her favourite songs, and it was really good. Like, it was nice to see it, because for me, maybe I'm old, but I'm like, oh, that's quite mainstream. It's a big plug for Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
It'll definitely, like, sell them, you know, tickets, albums, etc., etc. And I like to see that with a band who are, like, you know, all my age and making money. I like to see people my age making money. You know, when people have them written off, washed up, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, they're there, and she's promoting them. And I think that's really cool that she's done that. But I think the sense of it was that this was when she was releasing pop songs, country, pop, whatever, that this was kind of what she listened to privately, but it wasn't never talked about. So this is her moment then to sing a song that she liked in the 90s. And the thing at the end was, oh my God, I've never been cool. I've never been cool. And she was kind of cringing at how cool she was, which was kind of cringy. But, you know, it was still cool. It was nice.
It's sweet,
you know,
though.
It was sweet, yeah. Yeah. I'm a man. I find it hard to say that's sweet, but it was, you know. It was a little bit cringy, but very sweet. I could see how other people could see it was sweet, you know. It was just really nice. It's a great album. Weezer's Blue Album, if you're looking for something to listen to on the way home.
Want a Jess Kelly like little tidbit of information?
Yeah.
Another tidbit of information. I'm full of tidbits of information. The Windows 95 installation CD-ROM came with the video for Buddy Holly by Weezer on it.
No way.
Yeah.
That was installed.
Yeah, it was on it. The video,
the original U2.
The video, it was set as if they were singing it on Happy Days on an episode. Yeah. It would cut to like bits of the episode, and it looked like the fans and they were reacting to Weezer, who were like playing in the corner of the diner. And it was on the video. You could watch the video, and it was like so pixelated and proxy because it was Windows 95, and you'd have it on your like 586 PC or something.
But you knew what it was. Yeah, it was on MTV, on heavy rotation on MTV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it came. came with it. That was the vid. That was your little bonus. If you went out and bought the Windows 95 installation CD-ROM as a little bonus, they threw in the video for Buddy Holly.
You think
by
back
Weezer.
In those days, that was a delightful surprise.
Well, I watched it. I'd say 1,000 times.
Really?
Aww. I would, because you didn't have you would install this, but you had no access to the internet. You just had what was on your computer.
Yeah.
So it was like either play solitaire, play Minesweeper, read about World War II on Encarta 95 again, or watch Buddy Holly by Weezer.
Yeah,
you had four options. Yeah. You had four options.
Encarta, and nothing else to do.
Yeah, exactly. And nothing else.
And no way of finding out.
What do you do? I'm reading about Rommel again. He's still in North Africa.
No way of finding out if anyone was out.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, there's a little useless piece of information.
The cover she did was Say It Ain't So, and it was excellent.
Keith Walsh and Jess Kelly are both still with me. Jess, who's your sinner of the week?
Okay, I have a rant. Sit back and relax, lads. Free Now, the taxi app.
Okay.
They dominate the on-demand taxi game. It used to be Halo. It's gone through a few iterations. It's now Free Now. And in recent years, they have started to introduce little charges beyond the taxi fare that you're paying. So one of the days this week, I can't remember what day it was, I left here. It was Wednesday because I had just left Anton after being on this programme. And I waddled out to Stephen's Green Lewis. The Lewis wasn't running. Hashtag Devo. I was like, what am I going to do? So I started walking.
No free travel for you.
I know. I actually pay. I'm one of the people who pay because I'm zero crack. So I started to walk out of town. And then I was like, you know what? I'm wrecked. I'm going to get a taxi. So I got a taxi. Cost me 30 quid. I got out of the taxi at home. There was a €6 high demand fee added on. It wasn't flagged with me when I was booking the taxi. And then it happened to me again last night, but at 8 o'clock, when it wasn't a high demand time. There was nothing going on where I was, and I was charged a €3 high demand fee. And I am so frustrated with sneaky little charges being added in. Now, I've read up on it, and Freenow will say, and they do say, that it'll be added on during busy times, at peak times. But that's maybe perhaps decided by an algorithm. I'm not quite sure. And you can see it if you tap in. If when you're booking your taxi, there's a fee beside it, normally it'll say like €18 to €24. And if there's a little arrow that's rising up, that indicates that there could be an added fee. So beware. Particularly this weekend, if you're out and about enjoying, if the weather's going to be decent, enjoying yourself and you want to get a taxi home, beware of the sneaky charges. And that, to me, annoyed me so much that I've uninstalled the app from my phone.
Oh, how do you get a taxi now then?
I'll get an Uber, I'll get a Bolt, I'll use other apps.
Does Bolt, can you book a taxi on Bolt?
Yeah.
Is Uber a thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
but they're not real
they're
Ubers.
Not people in cars.
Like, no, it's taxis, but taxi drivers are now using it.
They're not people in cars. They're dogs.
No, but...
A Labrador driving your car.
But like, Freenow, a few years ago, or a few months ago, had introduced extra fees called a technology fee. Now, this fee seems to have disappeared and it's now replaced with this high demand fee. But every taxi driver that I'm talking to is frustrated because they don't get, or they didn't get a cent of the technology fee. I don't know if they get a cent of the high demand fee.
But is that the, sorry, no, Bolt, and they're all the exact same, are they? Like if I have a taxi license, yeah. I can just kind of make myself available on any of these apps.
You have to register as a driver and then you pay pretty hefty commission as well. Like I think it's around 12% or thereabouts.
It's like the Spotify of taxis.
Yeah, but like the thing is, at the moment, and the way I felt, and I'm surprised I'm still as angry as I am, but clearly I am. But like at the moment, the system facilitates drivers and it facilitates customers, but neither of us are overly happy. Like I'd love to hear from taxi drivers, if you use the service, are you thrilled about it? And I know I'm giving out about Freenow.
Don't get the taxi drivers started now.
No, but and the thing is, Freenow, it is a good service. They are European wide and all the rest, but I really don't like these interchangeable fees that I, the consumer, and then screwed over by.
Yeah, because normally when something changes like this, like if there's a big organisation, if lots of people are involved, there's some sort of like notice, you know, you expect a poster to be put up like from this day.
Yeah.
And they give you like 6 months notice or whatever. Like if you've got your mortgage and you've got a certain set rate or whatever, they'll give you time to move. Mm-hmm. You should have had time to decide to use a different service?
Well, like what they've said, because as I said, I went onto their website and I Googled it. So there is a little breakdown here now, but it didn't pop up. It wasn't made very noticeable to me.
Yeah.
And when I have used other services, particularly in America, you have the option of ordering, and same with Freenow, you have the option of ordering a priority taxi. So you can pay maybe a fiver extra to get it there quicker. No issue with that. If you're under pressure and you choose to pay for a faster service, that's absolutely fine. But don't be a snake about it.
Yeah.
Don't try and sneak it in. Yeah. Because I just feel that, you know, there's already a premium the second you get into a taxi. And again, it's a great service.
It's an expensive thing to do in the first place.
Yeah, and I was also doing it because I had no other way to get home.
And you'd worked hard.
I worked so hard, you guys. I talked on the radio for 12 minutes. But I do think that it is something that if you're going to get a taxi, just be upfront about the price.
Why is there three options then of the fast one? And is that the same
in Freenow?
Excellent
question.
So what's the most, why is that more expensive? Sometimes that's...
What are the three options?
So you can
slow.
Now, exactly,
really
backwards
cool.
taxi.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Conversationalist.
So you can get just a standard taxi. You can get a priority taxi, which is one that comes a little bit faster and it's a little bit more expensive. And then I think you can also distinguish between an EV and then if you need a bigger car as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's great the way it's laid out.
Yeah.
But just if you're going to charge me more because it's a high demand time, pop up. You give me pop-ups to rate everything else and to give feedback. Give me a pop-up or get out of my face.
Then you'd have the pop-up charge.
That's pop-up true. Charge.
Who's going to pay for that?
Got it. Got to implement a pop-up charge.
I'll get back in my box.
I'll go back to the cost.
Keith, who's your sinner of the week?
Oh, well, look, I'm sure you've spoken about it, but can you tell me something? Can both of you tell me something?
Okay.
Is everything going on in the Premier League over the EPL, as they call it, a bit weird at the moment? Is everything going?
I'm so glad you asked me, Keith.
Sideways?
Let me tell you all about it.
What do you think? What do you think what do you think Kieran will think?
I think as an Arsenal fan, it rings hollow, the Premier League, for me now. This weekend in particular.
Why, explain?
Manchester City are just going to romp home.
Oh yeah.
So they're
going to hammer. They'll win.
Playing.
They'll beat West Ham 5-0.
Yeah.
The weekend on Sunday.
So Spurs were playing a game of football, and they were playing against Manchester City, and they were playing to have a chance of playing in the Champions League next year.
And to help their North London rivals win the Premier League. We would have appreciated the help.
It would have been nice, you know, and it's, you know, we live in different times, you know. We don't hold on to grudges or rivalries aren't a thing anymore. So they need to beat Manchester City by 2 goals or 2-0 or whatever. And the Champions League is a big deal. It's a lot of money. Like, finishing fifth would be great for Spurs, who famously don't really win anything. So, like, Champions League, playing in the Champions League,
mega bucks,
and it means big players come in, and they have a brilliant manager. This guy, he's from Australia, Postecoglou. He's a really cool guy. He was with Celtic beforehand, and like, when Celtic won, did he win the double with, or 2 years in a row? He probably won. Celtic win everything, so he won everything for the last when he was with Celtic.
I'd win everything with Celtic, though, Keith.
Yeah, well, you would, yeah. But also, he's a good guy. He's a good manager. He's kind of, I'd imagine, the players like him, all that kind of stuff. You should like him. He should be good for a club, and he's totally he's done. I think he's done with that club, hopefully, and he'll go to Manchester United, right? So they went to go behind to Manchester City. This means so that they can't play Champions League football next year if the score remains the same. But it also means that it affects Arsenal's chances of winning the title.
Okay.
Because if they beat City, it gives Arsenal a chance of winning.
Yeah.
So the Spurs fans start celebrating the fact that they're losing to Manchester City. I mean, whatever about the Champions League now at this stage, they're just applauding. They're celebrating. Man City scored 2 goals. They're singing. They're singing, "Are you watching Arsenal?" The rivalry with Arsenal was more important than them getting into the Champions League. And the question was put to the manager, "Do you think this affects the players?" And he's like, "Well, of course it does." You know, but he said, "It's been an interesting, it's been an interesting development. The foundations of this club are fairly shaky. I'm not really going to get into it, but it just sounded like he was saying, look, I'm done with this place."
Yeah,
and
it certainly did.
So many Spurs managers have gotten to the end of their tether and said, there's something wrong with this club. Even famously, your man, what's his name? Jose, he said, "These are the clubs that I've worked with, all these clubs. There's one club that I will never visit again. I will never go back to. It will never be in my memory as something I liked and I felt that I felt home there. And that is Spurs." And other managers have said the same. Something weird going on there. But the fans cheering the fact that they were losing, not going into the Champions League for sure, all because it meant Arsenal couldn't win the title, is weird.
It is weird. It's toxic. I mean, imagine that your hatred for other people who live like just up the road from you in all reality.
Like, across the bit of water.
It's so strong.
Across a bit of water and you just hate them so much. But honestly, I don't think that we would be celebrating if Ireland were playing rugby, mm-hmm. right? And we were losing. But it meant that England couldn't win the Six Nations or something or the World or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As in, we wouldn't be celebrating if we were losing to Scotland in a rugby match or Wales. We wouldn't all be cheering wildly because the permutations meant it was bad for England.
Couldn't win the Six Nations.
And the same with Gaelic Games. It wouldn't be like Cork wouldn't be wildly celebrating losing a match if it meant it was kind of bad news for Tip for in some other sense.
Yeah, 100%. And if it meant some kind of like, if there was something in it for them, like European rugby or European hurling, you know what I mean? Playing against the big guns.
The Barcelona of this world.
Anyway, I just think there's so much weird stuff going on in the. I mean, as a United fan, I'm just you're having a good season.
Well, you know,
it's enjoyable.
Another hollow end to the season, though, isn't it?
Played good football, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway. But is it not sad though that when it comes to sport, if you can't enjoy the rivalry? Rather than being filled with rage towards rival, like I don't understand it, and I don't understand the people who have energy to waste in that fashion. And I also think that it says more about the mentality and I suppose the stereotypical culture that was in football for such a long time. I think it's kind of being eradicated in some parts, but I do, like I took my nephew to Manchester United last September. And there were certain people in Old Trafford that I couldn't get my head around because they were just absolutely bananas.
Mm, rage.
And the language they were using at some buck kicking a football. Mm. Like, calm down.
Yeah.
Have it's a glass of vino. No, but it's not. But do you know what? I admire people who are passionate. Mm. But I think there's a difference between passion and Delulu. Mm. And some of these people are now Delulu.
Delulu FC.
Mm.
Jess and Keith are going to stay with me after the break. It's the last bit of the show.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show. Keith, we've talked a bit about Cillian Murphy now.
Of course we
have. In this context.
Yeah.
On this show.
On this bit, yeah.
Why are we talking about him again?
Because he gave me a shout-out.
Because you realise you can't talk about Newbridge again.
He gave me a shout-out.
When? Why? Tell me.
Well, listen.
Stop.
Wait.
No, but if this is a joke, I'm not going to be happy.
He has a shout-out.
He did not.
Okay, hang on a second. You're going to eat your words here, okay?
Come on.
I've talked on this segment about how he's... obviously a good friend of mine because he's...
What?
I know one of the guys...
He says these things all the time.
Oh, sorry, okay.
They wash over us.
Yeah, go on.
Cillian is a... So Cillian Murphy has praised the extraordinary level of talent. Talent in Ireland. Cillian Murphy praises the extraordinary level of talent in Ireland. Thank you, Cillian.
Keith, we were talking about Delulu before the break.
He doesn't want to name me. He's too shy. He's a very private. He doesn't want to talk about who his friends are publicly. I know it's code for keep doing what you're doing, Keith. Amazing stuff. And don't let
you're so insane.
Don't let the bees drag you down. You know. Anyway, he did come out and he said he got an award and he said, look, there's an amazing talent coming out of Ireland. He did say, I think it's part coincidence.
Okay.
Which is very sort of like, you know, honest in a way. And he said, and also we're very good at telling a story, the Irish. So basically he's talking about any actor you name at the moment that's famous is Irish.
Can I be devil's advocate for a second?
All right, okay, God.
No, and I love...
We have a rule here, no devil's advocate.
Oh, yeah. Please. So I adore Cillian Murphy, right? But I...
Overrated.
Well, he is my friend.
No.
Oh, right, okay.
No.
Not that devil.
No, not that much of a devil. No, I adore him. I find it really, really, really cringe that we haven't been able to adjust as a country to having famous people come from Ireland.
Yeah.
We absolutely wet ourselves every time they mention Ireland or he says the word Cork. Everyone's like, oh, he said Cork. Oh, we're British. Yeah, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down. Also, journalists asking, you know, when on a red carpet and journalists are like, hi, do you like Tato? And you're like, oh, lads, please, come on. Like, let's just, you don't.
What's your favourite spud?
No, but come on.
What if you go, here's an idea, right? You get somebody in, breakfast show in Ireland, you have a famous person in there, American, and you get them to say curse words or Irish words, and you get the, you teach them a line in the
How
Irish language.
How do you say Saoirse Ronan? Let's do 25 minutes on that.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
This is great. No. This is great stuff.
Yeah.
No. Great brainstorm. I think you're right.
Excellent. Yeah. Jess, you're running.
I'm running, and I've been running for quite a while, but I'm running with a purpose now, because you, for the longest time, have been telling me to get involved in an event.
Banging on, you mean?
No, actually really encouraging in a nice way.
Yeah.
You know, Kieran is actually a hashtag inspo. We don't allow that in this show.
Okay, fair enough.
Kieran has been my inspo, and myself and Kathleen McNamee are, from Off the Ball, are running the Women's Mini Marathon in just a few weeks' time. It snuck up on us.
When is that? June Bank Holiday?
June Bank Holiday. And we're doing it in aid of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, and we are trying to raise as much money as possible. So if you have a few euro to spare and you want to do a good deed for the day, if you go to idonate.ie/newstockofftheball, I would be most grateful. But yeah, running is my thing. I'm boring everyone around me by talking. I've turned into you.
Ah, that's great, isn't it?
I've been there.
That
I've been
feeling
that guy.
Of
I've been that
smug,
soldier.
You know?
Mm.
But I really enjoy it. You know what? I said this to you
before.
Do
you enjoy the actual running, or do you just enjoy that you can feel so smug
or the pulse
around
the
other people? The smugness is great, yeah.
The smugness is great, but you know what I honestly love is the extra energy bump that you get when you've done the run. So like when I go home and I'm so tired and cranky, because I often am, and then you'd like bully yourself into getting dressed, and then you do it. Like my big thing is, if I can do a minimum of 30 minutes a day, I don't care if I'm walking, crawling, running. I just
evening. You're an evening runner then.
Evening runner. And then I come back and I have this second wind, and it's kind of like, you know, it's almost like you get 75 likes on Instagram. It's that kind of a high.
Dopamine.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's proper dopamine.
There's a lot of likes. It's a lot of likes.
It's a good 5K equivalent there now.
That'll get me through the week.
Oh, I'm telling you. But it's that's what I really, really enjoy, is just how it makes me feel. And I find that it's the best thing that I've done for my brain. Because I've often said to people, I'd love just to be able to unplug my brain for half an hour.
Do you listen to music running?
I do, yeah. Which I was told the other day is not good. Apparently you're not meant to listen to anything except the sound.
Everybody has a thing. Like if you say you run this way, they say, oh, you have to run this way.
Oh,
don't listen
really?
To music, do listen to music.
Well, I listen to music and I have the greatest playlist, and I've kind of synced it now because I know my pace, because I went through this phase of bursting out the door and sprinting because I got so excited. I was like a dog going out for like to play for
We're
a few
running.
Minutes. Yay! And then burning out. Whereas now I kind of have my playlist, so I do my little warm-up songs where I kind of waddle at pace, and then they pick up and then I can run along. But there's a mix of everything, and I know by a certain song on my playlist that like I'm kind of in my stride now, and it makes me really happy.
Best of luck. How can people donate?
So again, if you go to idonate.ie/newstalkofftheball, and every cent would make a difference. So thank you so much.
Brilliant.
Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent, smug runner, Keith Walsh, podcasting and PR guru. Thanks a million, folks.
Thanks.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank
Same
you.
To everybody listening.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.